Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus sighs with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in. I would like to thank those who are in the United States, those who are out of the United States. Call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AfridaLoveShow.com is on, StellarGospelMusic.com is on, where Jesus shines with love. Let everybody know that it's on. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all my listeners. I appreciate all of my hosts who just, I mean, they just always come and support the ministry by listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're in for a treat tonight. You know, I owe you a double portion because on yesterday, we wrote a letter to God, to Jehovah. We wrote a letter, and this letter expressed how we felt and expressed those things that we want to be blessed with, those particular things. And God says, make all of your requests known unto me. And that's exactly what we did. Amen. And not only that, but we also made requests known for our families and our friends as well, for health and all these other things. We just continue to pray one for another. But on tonight, you're in for a super treat because we are going to have praise and worship. I was preparing for this particular ministry, and the revelation came that we need to have praise and worship, and I put the words on my Facebook page so you may follow along, or some of you may already know the song. Now, I'm not a singer, but I'm not here to audition. I'm here to praise God. Amen? Amen. So we're going to hear that, and of course, after which we're going to go over our needs and wants, and we're going to have prayer as well. And so we really need to pray unto God and thank God for the things that he's already done and those things to come. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to start out by reading Psalm 136. This is the NIV version, 1 through 9, and it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord, our God, Jehovah, add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And we're going to pray. We're going to have a special prayer because we're praying for special things. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and just have praise and worship. And in this praise and worship, I want you to forget about everything that's happened today, the things that happened last week, the week before, the month before, 6 months ago, 10 months ago. I want you to think about God, Jehovah, the Lord, Allah, Elohim, right now. Because God says you need to think about right now. You need to move. You need to think about your forward march. Amen. Too many people are looking back, and you're turning into pillars of salt. God says, move forward. Stop looking back. That's in the past. It's dead. It's gone. It's time to live. God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. And if we keep living in the past and thinking about the past, before we know it, right? We're going to be taking the past to our graves, and we're not going to live. God says live on purpose. Live on his plan. He says, I have plans for you. His plan was never for us to go and just be down and try. He says, I have plans for you to prosper. I have plans for you to have a good life. I have plans that you would put me first. I am the Father. Amen. I am Alpha. I am Omega. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about Jehovah. Amen. So we have to do that. We have to incorporate the Lord Jehovah in our lives in order to continue to move forward, because Satan, I want to say this before we get started, Satan will have you thinking about the past all the time. God said that's old. It's dead. Get over it. He says you listening to the world's chatter when you need to be listening to God, because he's taking you places. He's doing things. You have a ministry to preach. You have a lesson to be taught. But if you're so consumed with what was, you can't get to what is. Amen, somebody. Oh, man. If you're so consumed with what was, you're not going to get to what is. It's time for that. It's dead. Right? Anything dead needs to be buried. Amen? So if your spirit is dead, bury it and ask God to renew in us the right spirit. Amen. Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God, and renew in me what? The right spirit. Amen. Amen. Some people are holding on to stuff that should have been buried long time ago. That's why you can't get to what is, because you're worried about what was. And what was is dead. It's irrelevant. It's ridiculous. Move on. Amen. Now, that wasn't part of the ministry, but that was the Lord speaking. Praise the Lord. All right. We're getting ready to have praise and worship. And we're going to start off by listening to Brother Benny Hinn as he sings Hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And we're just going to praise and worship God. I'm going to dim the lights on this song. And we're just going to praise and worship God. After this song, then we're going to hear from Pastor William Murphy, Praise is What I Do. Then followed by My Life is in Your Hands by producer Kurt Franklin. Amen? Amen. So I want you to just get comfortable. If you don't know the words on my Facebook page, or you can Google the words, whatever is your, you know, whatever you want to do. But we're going to be in praise and worship because we thank God. We bless God for what was and what is. God always makes us stronger. He says there's always a, for every cause, there's an effect. Amen. For everything that happens, he says you become stronger if you're in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we have to continue to worship God. And that's exactly what worship God, Jehovah God. We're going to continue to do that. And so I'm going to dim the lights and we're getting ready to hear. My sound is pretty good now. But we're getting ready to hear Pastor Benny Hinn. Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. It doesn't matter if you serve Jehovah. It doesn't matter if you serve God. Allah, Elohim, El Shaddai. It doesn't matter. That's still the highest praise. Amen? So we're just going to praise God, and then afterwards we're going to pause a little bit, and then we're going to go into Pastor William Murphy. Amen? Amen. You're listening to the AvritaLoveShow.com, CellofGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I'm your host tonight, Dr. Avrita Love. Mm-hmm. Amen. That was Mr. Benny Hinn, Pastor Benny Hinn. That was Hallelujah, which is the highest praise. And when we get into the presence of God, it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a pleasant and peaceful thing to get into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and go into our next praise and worship. You have to excuse me because of my allergies, but we're going into our next praise and worship. And our next song is actually by Pastor William Murphy. Praise is what I do. You're listening to the happytolove.com, stellargospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Praise him while I can. I'll bless you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all.
What I do.
Praise is what I do. Amen. How many of you praise the Lord no matter what? Amen. We have to praise the Lord. Praise is what I do. Amen. Now we're going to move to our final praise and worship song. And our final praise and worship song is My Life is in Your Hands. And as I was selecting songs through the unction of the Spirit, I've been reading about different youth, different kids who are missing, and it's like at least 10 or 12. And in our prayer after this song, we want to pray for anyone who is out of place. Amen. God is speaking. Anyone who is out of place, meaning whether you're missing, whether you're in the wrong area, whether you're off of your destiny, we're going to pray unto God. Whether you're not balancing what you're supposed to be doing, whether it's medication, whether it's health, whatever it is, we're going to pray unto God that we continue to be on point. We continue to be in the right place because God has a blessing. And even if God wanted us to just be at that place, whatever that place is, wherever that place is, we want to be there. Amen, because it's the will of God. And so we're going to pray. But when I was selecting these songs, My Life is in Your Hands, and I'm speaking to those who are missing someone, whether it's your child, whether it's your grandchild, whether it's your niece or nephew, whoever it is, I want you to remember that God, Jehovah Allah, El Shaddai, is always in control. He gives life and he takes life. And he also holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. But you have to believe. And you have to do more than just post missing signs. God says you have to show some sign. Amen. And it's very symbolic. He says, you know, people post signs and they make postings. But you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to get on your knees. You're going to have to pray to God, Jehovah. You're going to have to do that, and you're going to have to believe and trust in God. Amen. Because God is the only one. Jehovah is the only one who can find something that's missing or that can align something that is out of place. We can post all we want, but if we're not in line with the Holy Spirit, it's just a post. And so we're going to have to do our parts by getting on our knees with our faces to the ground praying. And I mean praying hard. But we're going to listen to Brother Kirk Franklin, My Life is in Your Hands. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And the lyrics are on the Facebook page. Your tears away. And if your heart is broken, And if your heart is broken, just lift those hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. When the tests and trials, they seem to get you down,
and all your friends and loved ones,
they're nowhere to be found. Oh, there's a friend. There's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Who will wipe those tears away?
I know he will.
And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it.
Don't you give up.
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say,
wait a minute.
I know that I can stand. I got a witness in here somewhere.
No matter what may come my way,
my life is in
your hands.
With you, I know.
Just like with him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, that I can. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Life is in your hands. That was producer Kurt Franklin. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Now we are up to the part, before we pray, we're up to the part of our needs and wants. Mm-hmm. And because we have so many newcomers and we have those who have been with me since day one and day 30 and so on, I'm going to go ahead and read my journal title, and then I'm going to guide you through the process that we utilize in order to write the vision and make it plain, if you will. And my journal reads, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such. Philippians 4:8. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen? Amen. So this is what we do. So we get a sheet of paper or a journal, and we draw a cross. Just draw a plain cross that Jesus hung on, the cross that Jesus hung on. Okay? In the middle, where that line intersects, I want you to make a railroad. So draw another line, and it should look like a railroad. Okay? So in all, you have three different boxes to the left and to the right. Amen. Okay? All right. Now, with these boxes, there are particular words according to math that we put in each box. Mm-hmm. The first box is add. So you can put a plus sign. The second box is multiply. You can put an X. Then we have the box under add. I want you to put balance. Then the neighboring box, I want you to put power. Then come down to the third box on the left and put prayer. And the third block, excuse me, the third box on the right, put blessing. And put an XS on a blessing. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit, since we have a couple of newcomers, about what all of this means, okay? Now, when we add something, when we want God to add something to our lives, we want to make sure that we're not being selfish. For instance, in this box, there are no materialistic things that really should go into this box. But let me tell you this, as the Spirit is coming unto me, God says, make all, A-L-L, of your requests known unto him. He said, at this time, there is no limit. There's no limitations at this time, because God is going to do it for us. He said, his favor and grace and mercy is already here. It has arrived. It's been here. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord God Jehovah is good. Amen. So, if we want to experience the power of God, God says, write the vision and make it, make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. He says he's going to add to our lives. Historically, we would put subtract, but God says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. He says, so we're adding. We're adding. Okay, so that's what that means, right? Multiply. When you think about twins, God says, what do you want double of? Some people say joy and happiness. Some people talk about their careers. Some people talk about their businesses. Some people talk about spirituality. Some people talk about families. Some people talk about their harvest, such as cows and all those good things. Some people talk about health. Some people talk about food. Some people talk about their vision. Amen. God says, oh, yes. God says, if you're praying for your vision, he says, put vision on there, amen, and ask God to give you a double portion where you can see better and where your prescription might change a little bit. And that's me talking. Your prescription might change a little bit and your eyes may become stronger. God says pray. You have to pray over those things. He talks about if you're going through heart problems or if you're going through sugar problems where your sugar is low or going up and down. He says pray over those things. Be specific. So that tells me that when we are writing our vision and making it plain, that we don't need to be selfish, because we know that God is listening, and just add and include what we want to add and multiply for our lives. We have our families, we have our friends, we have our neighbors, we have our coworkers, we have all these individuals. But God says we must write the vision and make it plain. We must be intercessories for those who have not heard the ministry yet, or for those who right now they're debating if they want to come on the Lord's side or Jehovah's side. They're debating. He says we must be intercessories and we must pray for them. Amen. Then we go on to balance, right? We talk about that. We talked about that. I talked about the missing youth who are missing. I talked about being balanced in life, being balanced in spirituality, being balanced in your careers. And one of the things that God pointed to, he says, was that you have to be aligned. He says, what is your gift? What did I call you to do? You have to say, Lord, I need you to put me in the right place. Lord, I need you to show me the right place. I need you to show me this good place that you're talking about, the land filled with milk and honey. That means where you can use your gallon. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Where you can use your gifts and talents so that you may help people. God says this is your calling. Don't let anybody get you off balance. Amen. God talks about a balance beam, children. He says when you're on the balance beam and somebody jumps off, amen, then you automatically, what, hit rock bottom when somebody jumps off and it hurts. And God says that's how life is. He says sometimes you're going to have to just, it's just going to have to be you and God. He says because everybody want to jump off because either they're scared, either they're intimidated, or they're just out to get you. He says, but you have to continue and remain on and stay with the Lord. He balances your life. So when people jump ship, when people jump off, God says he's there to balance you. Jehovah's there to balance you. That's why it's so important. And we talk about the importance of keeping God, Jehovah, in our lives, putting him first and putting him last. He says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And then put him in the middle. Amen. Put him in the middle. So that's the balance. Then we talk about power. Not our power. We don't have any power. Right? There's power in the name of Jesus. Somebody said on this particular one, any way you bless me, Lord. It was Alfreda Love. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And that's the attitude that God is looking for to get us to the altitude. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. But we have to be balanced. Where's your gift? Where's that place where you can utilize your gift to the best of your ability? See, what we want to do is we just want to put warm bodies. Amen. God says that's how we do the kingdom. We just put warm bodies, and nothing's happening. There's no results. He says we need to put people with a passion for the word of God, people who can go in different places and utilize their gifts. He says everybody has a gift, and there is a place that everybody's gift can be utilized. And so that's where God is leading us now. He says, I want you to put on here what you want balanced because I'm leading you. I'm showing you the place that I want you. He says, and there is nothing. That's why he has the railroads. There is nothing that can stop. He said, this is a bridge. He says, and I'm building a bridge for you to be successful. He says, yeah, we've all lost our balance. Somebody has jumped off the balance beam. You know, those little balance beams on the playground. Amen. Somebody jumps off and you hit rock. Boom. You just hit hard. You say, ouch. Amen. You say, ouch. But when you have God, if somebody jump off, God's right there to hold you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then we talked about prayer. This used to be a place where we would put different things or people that we wanted to they're just not good for our lives. But God says that that's in the past. He says, when we pray, he says, let's pray for everybody. We're praying for our families. We're praying for our friends. We're praying for our coworkers. We're praying for those who do wrong. We're praying for everybody. Amen. He says, you're praying for your enemies as well. He says, you pray for everybody there. Then we talk about blessings. God says, be pacific. He's ready to bless. And be pacific. But you must be aligned and balanced. You know, if you have the gift to speak, right, and you're a student and you're trying to get into law school, you have to ask God, God, lead me, balance me in that path. And you know you had that gift. Whatever gift it is, you have to ask God. God says make all. He didn't say make two or three. He says make all of your requests known. Amen? So we must make all of our requests known unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? So that's what we're doing. And we're going to listen to Sister Vicky Yahi, Because of Who You Are, as the song is playing. And then we're just going to let it play until we complete this task. And God's going to give us an encouraging word. And then afterwards, we're going to pray unto God. Amen? Amen. And we have actually an hour and 18 seconds. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Alfreda.
Because of who you are. Oh.
Amen, amen, amen. Now we're getting ready. We're up to the part where we're going to pray unto God. But what I want you to know about this particular activity is God is going to do it. And I want you to believe and trust in God. And you give everything to God, our Lord Jehovah. You give everything to Him because in life, He is the only one that is a God of truth. And sometimes you have to entertain what was in order to get to what is, amen? And you have to look over your life, and you have to thank God for just making you a stronger person and thank God for just everything. And so with this particular activity, we don't just do this activity to take up time. We do this activity for us to grow stronger in the Lord. As I said before, this ministry is just my saving grace. I have the opportunity to come with my family and all of you and just get into the presence of God. And I can just see a lot of changes, a lot of positive changes in things. And I know you can too. But I want you to continue this week. I just want you to just glance every now and then, every day, once a day. Just glance at this particular journal or entry that you wrote. Just glance at it and begin to thank God and begin to praise God in advance, because God is able and He will not fail us. Now we're getting ready to pray, and I know that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and I know that many people are praying because they're missing their children. Many people are praying for health and understanding. Many people are praying for just balance within our lives. We're praying for additions within our lives. We're praying for God to multiply and pour us out a blessing where we won't have enough room to receive. Some of us, we're praying to God for visions that we're looking to occur, but we need to pray unto God, and we need to thank God and get into His ultimate. Amen? Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually get into our prayer positions. I'm going to dim my lights. You can leave your lights on, however you get into your prayer position, but we're going to pray to God, you know. And as I said before, we're going to pray for, you know, our youth, those who are abused, those who are going through. We're going to pray for those who are missing. I told you a couple of weeks ago we need to pray for our youth, and it's turning out to be true. We do. But not only pray for our youth, but we need to pray for ourselves and pray for this country and, you know, just pray for everybody, because that's the type of plan that God has for us. He says, I have plans for you to prosper, plans for you to be strong. And we're going to pray for the individuals who listen to this ministry to be bridges. And with these bridges, we want people to be able to cross over. We want people to be able to come to Jesus. We want people to be able to be successful. That's the type of ministry that we hold. We're not into the business of tearing down bridges where people can't cross. We want people to be successful. We want to set people up for success, because we know that there's a blessing there. And so even if it wasn't, it's just the right thing to do. Amen. It's just right to be right. Amen, amen. So, you know, don't focus on what was. God says that's dead. Anything that's dead needs to be buried. He said you focus on what is, and you continue to praise God and bless God and thank God, because God is going to balance your life out, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You have to keep telling yourself that it's going to be okay, and you have to know that when God says it's okay, it's going to be okay. So we're going to hear some instrumental, I Love You, Lord, Today, There's None Like You, by Mr. Dappy T. Keys. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on tonight as it's almost morning, Lord, thanking you for blessing us to wake up because you didn't have to. And even if some individuals woke up and they wasn't feeling well, Lord, you kept us all day long, and we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to be able to see a new day and make it all day long. We thank you, Lord, for our ears that we can hear the revelation of God, Jehovah, El Shaddai, Allah, Elohim. And we thank you, Lord, for our hands that you are getting ready to anoint so that we can serve. And, Lord, we thank you that you've given us power through your word. We ask that you balance our lives, bless our feet to walk in the path. And, Lord, wherever we can utilize our gifts, we ask, Lord, would you open up those places and would you, Lord, would you take us there? Amen. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are in the hospital, those who were in the hospital. We ask, would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? And would you bless them in a major way, Lord, for whatever it is, health-wise, that they need. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are coming out, going into therapy, going home. We ask, would you send somebody to see after them as well, Lord. No matter how young they are, how old they are, Lord, we all need somebody to see after us every now and then. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who are overseeing. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are thinking about going in? They have to have surgery. They have to have things that their body needs, fluids and waters and things of that nature. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless them to make the decision to go ahead and get help? And, Lord, as they enter that realm, we ask, would you take care of them and bless them? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are going and having heart attacks and strokes? We ask, Lord, would you ease their hearts and would you bless their flow of blood to be balanced? Then, Lord, we bless those who are going through some emotions. They don't know what they're going to do, but, Lord, we know that if they have you in their lives, it's going to be all right. We dispatch now the angels of comfort, the angels of encouragement to every person that is in the dark because they're depressed, they're despondent. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless in a magnificent way? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be more like you? And would you continue to help us to construct this bridge where we can have people to cross over and to accept you as Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, accept you as Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Elohim. We ask, Lord, would you bless each listener who is on this particular ministry, Lord. Bless us all together and then bless us one by one. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to travel up these dangerous and treacherous streets and byways. Then, Lord, some people didn't make it, and we ask, would you bless their souls to reach the destination that you would have fit, Lord, and would you bless their families and comfort them? Then, Lord, we pray for those who are in bereavement, those who have lost someone this year or last year. We ask, would you continue to look over them, Lord, and we know that you are. And, Lord, would you bless them not to forget that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. You are Jehovah, and besides you, there is no other. Oh, Lord, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the storms in our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sunshine. We thank you for the mist of rain. And, Lord, we thank you for what's about to come. We ask, would you bless us to use what you have given us to the fullest extent, Lord. And bless us not to be wayward, but bless us to be bold and continue to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. Then, Lord, if there's anyone who is hurting, whether it's a head, neck, back, or hurting inside, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you remove whatever pain that is, because we believe and we depend on you, Lord. Lord, we know that you have a plan for all of our lives. And we ask as we continue to add and multiply, and as we begin to ask you for balance, would you continue to be with us and stand by us, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your words that you would never leave nor forsake us, and we believe that. We receive that, and we trust in that. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, as we get ready to transition into something greater that you have in store, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person and help us to continue to be a bridge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we ask in the name of Jesus, as we think about all of the youth who are missing, we ask in the name of Jesus, would Jesus balance whoever's missing, whoever is misplaced, whoever is not in the right place. We ask, would you take them, Lord, to a good place. Lord, we know that there are many youth and teens who are out there. They may be with individuals they know. They may be hurting. They may be with strangers, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you are the captain of this ship. We know that when you say peace, be still, peace is still. We know that if it's raining and you say rain, stop, it'll stop. But, Lord, now in the name of Jesus, we ask whatever spirit it is that's causing these children to become missing, we ask whatever spirit it is, would it stop? And we ask, would you put them in a good place, whatever place that is. Whatever place that is, Lord, we ask that you change the heart of whoever have these children captive. Would you change their minds, Lord? And we ask that you build an ark of safety around all of these children all over the land and country. It doesn't matter if we don't know them, or it doesn't matter if we know them or not. But we ask that you build an ark of safety around each and every one of them. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going through situations and health problems. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless them to get the needed medical care that they need? Would you balance their lives? Would you balance our lives and help us to utilize the gifts that you have given to us in a major way, Lord? We don't want to just be here with a purpose and do nothing. We don't want to just be here with a plan and do nothing, Lord. We want to have a purpose and a plan, and we want to utilize our gifts and our knowledge in the best way possible that you would have us utilize. We ask what we be placed around people, Lord, who do as much as we do and who love to be bridges rather than destroying bridges, because we want to see people be successful. We want to see people converted to Jesus Christ. We want to see people converted to Jehovah and Allah and El Shaddai and Elohim. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to bless our hands to be of your service, bless our hearts to continue to love and forgive, bless our minds to think on the good things, and bless our ears to hear your revelation and your prophecy. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person who is listening on this particular line at this particular time, and those who will listen at a later time. We thank you for each and everything that you've done in our lives, and we thank you for the things that you're going to do in our lives. We ask that you continue to lift us up where we belong, Heavenly Father. Would you continue to bless us to pray and trust and believe in you. We pray for each and every person, Lord, and we ask that you let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, as we prepare to become better for you, we ask that you bless us and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, radio.com/FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, you can go to freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com, and click on Love Radio or Stellar Radio, and you will be right in the studio. In addition to that, make sure you continue to just pray for each and every person, because it's very important to pray. It's very important to just understand the will and the way of God. Amen? Amen. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, and we're going to have a book study. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alveda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.